Stars twinkle above a fairy tale castle, which flies a flag from its tallest spire. Glowing fireworks erupt in the dusky sky above the castle. A streak of magical light arcs over the castle and the flamboyant signature of Walt Disney. A line drawing of Mickey Mouse in Steamboat Willie is animated like a flickbook until it becomes black and white cartoon. Walt Disney Animation Studios. Flying through a pastel-coloured mist over a red bridge of oriental design. Beyond is a city of bright lights and a neon sign at the port reading San Francisco. Lofty skyscrapers are lit with a rainbow of coloured lights and traffic fills the streets below them. Trains pass one another on a mesh of elevated tracks. Down a dark alley, a streetlight falters as the ground shakes a little. Two robots are in mid-battle, one with huge pincers for hands, the other with a rotating disc. Pincer is thrown to the floor. They're remote control robots, and young woman is grimacing as she maneuvers Pincer back onto its feet. It topples the other robot over, then advances towards it, snapping its pincers. The other robot's disc is a saw.
To step into the ring with Little Yama!
Can I try? I have a robot. I built it myself.
A small doll-like robot.
Beat it, kid. House rules. You gotta pay to play.
Oh, is this enough?
What's your name, little boy?
Hiro? Hiro Hamada?
Prepare your bot, Zero.
Yama puts his robot into the ring and the young man Hiro does the same. Yama cricks his neck and Hiro copies him.
Two bots enter, one bot leaves. Fighters ready? Fight!
Hiro's robot toddles over to little Yama, who expertly chops it into three pieces.
That was my first fight. Can I try again?
No one likes a sore loser, little boy. Go home.
I've got more money.
A roll of money.
Fighters ready? Fight!
Megabot, destroy.
Huh? Hiro's robot merges its pieces back together and swiftly ducks out of the way of little Yama's blows. It separates again, then forms a chain around little Yama's shoulder joint, unscrewing an arm. Next, it squeezes off little Yama's head, and sparks fly up out of its neck.
No more little Yama.
But what? This is not possible!
Hey, I'm as surprised as you are. Beginner's luck. Do you want to go again? Yama?
No one hustles! Yama!
Whoa, hey.
Teach him a lesson.
Hey, fellas. Let's talk about this.
Hiro, get on!
Tadashi! Oh, good timing.
Hiro joins the young man on the moped and they speed off.
Oh, mama.
Hey!
Hiro's robot chases after them.
You okay?
Yeah.
Are you hurt?
No.
Then what were you thinking, knucklehead?
A U-turn.
You graduated high school when you were 13, and this is what you're doing?
Hurry up!
Hold on!
They fly off the end of a plank.
Bot fighting is illegal. You're gonna get yourself arrested.
Bot fighting is not illegal. Betting on bot fighting, that's illegal, but so lucrative. I'm on a roll, big brother, and there is no stopping me.
Oh, no.
Hero is in one cell, while his brother and the gang of bot fighters are in the next one. Outside.
Hi, Aunt Cass.
Are you guys okay? Tell me you're okay.
We're fine.
We're okay.
Oh, good. Then what were you two knuckleheads thinking? For 10 years, I have done the best I could to raise you. Have I been perfect? No. Do I know anything about children? No. Should I have picked up a book on parenting? Probably. Where was I going with this? I had a point.
Sorry.
We love you, Aunt Cass.
Well, I love you too. I had to close up early because of you two felons. On beat poetry night. Stress eating.
Because of you.
Come on, Mochi. This is really good.
You better make this up to Aunt Cass before she eats everything in the cafe.
For sure.
And I hope you learned your lesson, Bonehead.
Absolutely.
You're going bot fighting, aren't you?
There's a fight across town. If I book, I can still make it.
When are you going to start doing something with that big brain of yours?
What? Go to college like you? So people can tell me stuff I already know?
Unbelievable. Oh, what would Mom and Dad say?
I don't know. They're gone. They died when I was 3, remember?
Hey. I'll take you.
Really?
I can't stop you from going, but I'm not gonna let you go on your own.
Sweet.
What are we doing at your nerd school? Bot fights that way.
Gotta grab something.
Is this gonna take long?
Relax, you big baby. We'll be in and out. Anyway, you've never seen my lab.
Oh, great. I get to see your nerd lab.
Someone cycles past him on a bright yellow bike with wheels attached by magnetic force. A number of other people are trying out interesting items. Touching the bicycle.
Whoa. Electromag suspension?
Hey! Who are you?
I'm...
Go-Go. This is my brother, Hero.
Welcome to the Nerd Lab.
Yeah. I've never seen electromag suspension on a bike before.
Zero resistance, faster bike. But not fast enough. Yet.
Nearby.
Whoa. Do not move. Behind the line, please.
Hey, Wasabi. This is my brother, Hero.
Hello, Hero. Prepare to be amazed. Catch.
Wow. Laser-induced plasma?
Oh, yeah. With a little magnetic confinement for, ultra-precision.
Wow. How do you find anything in this mess?
I have a system. There's a place for everything, everything in its place.
Need this!
You can't do that! This is anarchy! Society has rules!
Excuse me! Coming through! Jesse! Oh, my gosh! You must be Hero! I've heard so much about you! Perfect timing.
That's a whole lot of tungsten carbide.
400 pounds of it. Come here. You're gonna love this. A dash of perchloric acid, a smidge of cobalt, a hint of hydrogen peroxide, superheated to 500 Kelvin, and...
spraying the ball pink.
Ta-da! It's pretty great, huh?
So, pink.
Here's the best part.
Whoa.
I know, right? Chemical metal embrittlement.
Not bad, Honey Lemon.
Honey Lemon? Go-Go? Wasabi?
I spilled wasabi on my shirt one time, people! One time!
Fred is the one who comes up with the nicknames.
Who's Fred?
This guy, right here!
Ah!
Don't be alarmed.
It is just a suit. This is not my real face and body.
The name's Fred. School mascot by day, but by night...
I'm also a school mascot.
So, what's your major?
No, I'm not a student, but I am a major science enthusiast. I've been trying to get Honey to develop a formula that can turn me into a fire-breathing lizard at will. But she says that's not science.
It's really not.
Yeah, and I guess the shrink ray I asked Wasabi for isn't science either, is it?
Nope.
Well then, what about invisible sandwich?
Hero,
imagine eating a sandwich, but everybody just thinks you're crazy.
Just stop.
Laser eyes?
What?
Tingly fingers?
Never gonna... A workshop.
So, what have you been working on?
I'll show you.
Duct tape. Hate to break it to you, bro. Already been invented. Hey.
Ow! Dude! Ow!
This is what I've been working on.
A white robot with a pebble-like head, round tummy, and stubby legs inflates and steps out of its orange case. Knocking into a stool, he picks it up and moves it out of the way, then waddles over to Hero and raises a hand.
Hello, I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion. I was alerted to the need for medical attention when you said, ow.
A robotic nurse.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your pain?
Physical or emotional?
I will scan you now. Scan complete. You have a slight epidermal abrasion on your forearm. I suggest an antibacterial spray.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's in the spray specifically?
The primary ingredient is bacitracin.
It's a bummer. I'm actually allergic to that.
You are not allergic to bacitracin. You do have a mild allergy to peanuts.
Not bad. You've done some serious coding on this thing, huh?
Uh-huh. Programmed them with over 10,000 medical procedures. This chip is what makes Baymax, Baymax.
Final?
Yeah, going for a non-threatening, huggable kind of thing.
Looks like a walking marshmallow. No offense.
I am a robot. I cannot be offended.
Hyperspectral cameras?
Yep.
Huh.
Titanium skeleton.
Carbon fiber.
Right. Even lighter. Killer actuators. Where did you get those?
I machined them right here in-house.
Really?
Yep. You can lift 1,000 pounds.
Shut up.
You have been a good boy. Have a lollipop.
Nice.
I cannot deactivate until you say you are satisfied with your care.
Well, then I'm satisfied with my care.
He's gonna help a lot of people.
Hey, what kind of battery does it use?
Lithium ion.
You know, supercapacitors would charge way faster.
Huh.
Burning the midnight oil, Mr. Hamada?
Oh, hey, Professor. Actually, I was just finishing up.
You must be Hero. Bot fighter, right? When my daughter was younger, it's all she wanted to do. May I?
Sure.
Magnetic bearing servos.
Pretty sick, huh? Wanna see how I put them together?
Hey, genius! He invented them!
You're Robert Callahan. Like as in the Callahan cat most blind and Callahan's laws of robotics?
That's right. Ever think about applying here? Your age wouldn't be an issue.
I don't know. He's pretty serious about his career in bot fighting.
Well, kind of serious.
I can see why. With your bot, winning must come easy.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, if you like things easy, then my program isn't for you. We push the boundaries of robotics here. My students go on to shape the future. Nice to meet you, Hero. Good luck with the bot fights.
You gotta hurry if you want to catch that bot fight.
I have to go here. If I don't go to this nerd school, I'm gonna lose my mind. How do I get in?
At home.
Every year, the school has a student showcase. You come up with something that blows Callahan away, you're in. But it's gotta be great.
Trust me. It will be.
Hero grabs a pencil and sharpens it. Sometime later...
Nothing. No ideas. Useless, empty brain.
Wow. Washed up at 14. So sad.
I got nothing. I'm done. I'm never getting in.
Hey, I'm not giving up on you.
What are you doing?
Shake things up! Use that big brain of yours to think your way out.
What?
Look for a new angle.
Hanging upside down in Tadashi's grip, Hero looks at his megabot. Now he's opening the garage and puts his Megabot on the worktop. Time speeds up as he works furiously away, having a short snooze before collecting a series of large wheelie bins and placing them neatly in the centre of the garage. He bumps fists with Tadashi and later arrives at the showcase with all of the nerds, each of them pushing a wheelie bin.
Wow, a lot of sweet tech here today. How you feeling?
You're talking to an ex-bot fighter. Takes a lot more than this to rattle me.
Yep. He's nervous.
Oh.
You have nothing to fear, little fellow.
He's so tense.
No, I'm not.
Relax, Hiro. Your tech is amazing. Tell him, Gogo. Stop whining. Woman up.
I'm fine.
What do you need, little man? Deodorant? Breath mint? Fresh pair of underpants?
Underpants? You need serious help.
Hey, I come prepared.
I haven't done laundry in 6 months. One pair lasts me 4 days. I go front, I go back, I go inside out, then I go front and back.
Wow, that is both disgusting and awesome.
Don't encourage him.
It's called recycling.
Next presenter, Hiro Hamada.
Oh, yeah, this is it.
I guess I'm up.
Okay, photo. Everybody say Hiro!
Hiro!
Yeah!
We love you, Hiro! Don't mess
Break
it up.
Break a leg, little man.
Science! Yeah!
All right, bro. This is it. Come on. Don't leave me hanging. What's going on?
I really want to go here.
Hey. You got this.
Hiro steps onto the stage.
Hi. My name is Hiro. Sorry. My name is Hiro Hamada, and I've been working on something that I think is pretty cool. I hope you like it. This is a microbot.
One of the 6 people watching him walks away. Hiro glances at Tadashi, who encourages him on.
It doesn't look like much, but when it links up with the rest of its pals...
The wheelie bins tip over, and thousands of the tiny microbots spill out. They travel across the showcase floor to the stage.
Things get a little more interesting.
The microbots have formed a tower of hexagonal mesh panels.
The microbots are controlled with this neural transmitter.
He takes off the headband and the tower collapses.
I think what I want them to do... they do it.
Tadashi nods.
The applications for this tech are limitless. Construction. What used to take teams of people working by hand for months or years can now be accomplished by one person. And that's just the beginning. How about transportation? Microbots can move anything, anywhere, with ease.
Hiro is carried along upside down across the ceiling by the microbots.
If you can think it, the microbots can do it.
A spiraling staircase.
The only limit is your imagination. Microbots.
The microbots form one huge microbot, which takes a bow along with Hiro.
That's my nephew!
Yes!
Woo! My family! I love my family!
Nailed it!
Not bad!
Oh, yeah!
Good job, Hiro.
Just blew my mind, dude!
They loved you. That was amazing!
Yes. With some development, your tech could be revolutionary.
Alistair Gray, may I?
Extraordinary. I want your microbots at Craytech.
Shut up.
Mr. Cray is right. Your microbots are an inspired piece of tech. You can continue to develop them, or you can sell them to a man who's only guided by his own self-interest.
Robert, I know how you feel about me, but it shouldn't affect...
This is your decision, Hiro. But you should know Mr. Cray has cut corners and ignored sound science to get where he is.
That's just not true.
I wouldn't trust Craytech with your microbots or anything else.
Hiro,
I'm offering you more money than any 14-year-old could imagine.
I appreciate the offer, Mr. Cray, but they're not for sale.
I thought you were smarter than that.
Robert.
Mr. Cray, that's my brother's.
Oh, that's right.
Cray walks away.
I look forward to seeing you in class.
They leave the building.
All right, geniuses, let's speed those hungry brains back to the cafe. Dinner is on me.
Yes, yes. Nothing is better than free food.
Aunt Cass?
Unless it's moldy.
We'll catch up, okay?
Sure. I'm so proud of you. Both of you.
Thanks, Aunt Cass.
Tadashi leads Hiro over to a bridge.
I know what you're gonna say.
I should be proud of myself because I'm finally using my gift for something important.
No, I was just gonna tell you your fly was down for the whole show.
Ha ha, hilarious.
What?
He checks, and it was.
Welcome to Nerd School, nerd.
Hey, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, so, you know. Thanks for not giving up on me.
Tadashi hears an alarm, then races off with Hiro close behind. There's a fire in the showcase building.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, but Professor Callahan's still in there.
Tadashi, no!
Tadashi looks from the building back to Hiro.
Callahan's in there. Someone has to help.
As Tadashi runs inside, his baseball cap flies off, and Hiro goes over to pick it up. Hiro takes a step closer to the building, but is thrown back by an enormous blast. He looks up to see the building engulfed in flames. Tadashi's cap is lying on the ground beside him. Now a shrine has framed photos of both Tadashi and Mr. Callahan. Someone places a candle between them. The shrine is beneath an arch in the university grounds. Rain falls heavily, and umbrellas are put up as a crowd of mourners huddle around a grave. In the apartment above the cafe, a wake is taking place. Honey Lemon brings Cass a hot drink while she stands with the other nerds. Cass glances up towards the stairwell, where Hiro is sitting out of sight, his head in his hands. After a few moments, he gets to his feet and disappears along the landing. Another day, and traffic trundles along outside. Hiro is in his room, and he grabs Megabot before dropping down into a beanbag. He hides the bot when Cass appears.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Aunt Cass.
Mrs. Matsuda's in the cafe. She's wearing something super inappropriate for an 80-year-old. That always cracks you up. Should come down.
Maybe later.
Oh, the university called again. It's been a few weeks since classes started, but they said it's not too late to register.
Okay, thanks. I'll think about it.
Cass takes away the uneaten meal she's replaced with a fresh one, and when she's gone, Hiro closes the blinds once more. He goes to his computer to find a video message.
Hi, Hiro. We just wanted to check in and see how you're doing.
We wish you were here, buddy. Hiro, if I could have only one superpower right now, it would be the ability to crawl through this camera and give you a big hug.
Hiro turns the message off, then notices the letter accepting him into college. He drops it into a bin. He reaches for Megabot, and one of its heavy legs falls off, landing on Hero's toe.
Ow!
Baymax's orange case pings into life, and the care robot inflates. Baymax is a little trapped behind Tadashi's bed, and he sidles around it, knocking books from a shelf. He takes a sidestep to avoid a room divider, then shuffles over to Hero and raises a hand.
Hello, I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion.
Baymax, I didn't know you were still active.
I heard a sound of distress. What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, I just stubbed my toe a little. I'm fine.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your pain?
A 0? I'm okay, really. Thanks. You can shrink now.
Does it hurt when I touch it?
It's okay. No touching.
Hero's stuck between his bed and bedside table.
You have fallen.
You think?
Things fall on him.
On a scale of 1 to 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your pain?
0.
It is all right to cry.
No.
Crying is a natural response to pain.
I'm not crying.
I will scan you for injuries.
Don't scan me.
Scan complete.
Unbelievable.
You have sustained no injuries. However, your hormone and neurotransmitter levels indicate that you are experiencing mood swings, common in adolescence. Diagnosis? Puberty.
Whoa, what? Okay, time to shrink now.
You should expect an increase in body hair, especially on your face, chest, armpits, and...
Thank you! That's enough!
You may also experience strange and powerful new urges.
Okay, let's get you back in your luggage.
I cannot deactivate until you say you are satisfied with your care.
Fine. I'm satisfied with my...
Something's moving in the pocket of a jacket under the bed.
My microbot? This doesn't make any sense.
Puberty can often be a confusing time for a young adolescent flowering into manhood.
No, the thing's attracted to the other microbots, but that's impossible. They were destroyed in the fire. Something's broken.
Baymax looks down at the microbot and lifts up the dish that it's in.
Your tiny robot is trying to go somewhere.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you, find out where it's trying to go?
Would that stabilize your pubescent mood swings?
Absolutely.
Hero hears the door.
Baymax? Baymax?
Looking out of the window, he spots Baymax crossing the road.
What?
He grabs his coat and races downstairs.
Hero?
Hey, Aunt Cass.
Wow, you're up.
Yeah, and figured it was time.
Are you registering for school?
Yes. Thought about what you said really inspired me.
Oh, honey, that's so great.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Special dinner tonight. I'll whip up some chicken wings.
Yeah.
You know, with the hot sauce that makes our faces numb.
Okay, sounds good.
Right. Last hug.
He races out of the cafe after Baymax, who's staring at the dish as he shuffles along.
Baymax!
Baymax is on a tram and Hero spots him. He leaps onto the tram, but Baymax has got off. A bustling square.
Baymax!
He races down an alleyway, then spots Baymax at the end of another. Slipping over, he gets up and races after Baymax, who's arrived at the doors of a seemingly derelict warehouse.
Baymax! Are you crazy? What are you doing?
I have found where your tiny robot wants to go.
I told you, it's broken. It's not trying to go.
Huh?
The microbot is trying to get inside. Hero goes to the door.
Locked. There is a window. Please exercise caution. A fall from this height could lead to bodily harm.
Hero reaches up to the window, glances about, then pulls himself inside. He reaches into his pocket for the megabot in the dish, and it rattles in one direction.
Oh no.
Shh.
Excuse me while I let out some air.
He deflates a little.
Are you done?
Yes. It will take me a moment to reinflate.
Fine, just keep it down.
Hero makes his way down some stairs and across the warehouse floor. In a frosted glass chamber on the other side of the room, shadows are moving about. Hero ducks back out of sight for a moment, then returns with a broom. He makes his way over to the chamber and peers inside. Robotic arms seem to be working away. Nearby is a conveyor belt, and little microbots are dropping into a huge plastic bin as they fall off the end of it. Hero picks up a handful.
Microbots? Someone's making more.
A wall plastered with clippings and pictures.
Hero?
Ah! You gave me a heart attack!
My hands are equipped with defibrillators. Clear.
Stop! It's just an expression.
The microbot in the dish is rattling excitedly.
Oh no.
A wall of microbots.
Run! Oh, come on!
I am not fast.
Yeah, no kidding! Go! Come on! Kick it down! Punch it! No! Go!
The microbots are catching up with them.
Oh, come on! Go!
Hero grabs Baymax's huge inflatable hand and pulls him through a narrow passageway. He tries to shut a door behind them. The microbots are too quick. They crawl through a vent in the floor, but the microbots catch up to them. The tiny robots lift them up on a large column, making them land on a suspended walkway. Hero looks up to see the masked man.
Come on! The window!
He pushes Baymax to the open window, but he's too fat to squeeze through.
Suck it in! Whoa! Baymax!
Hero?
As they fall to the ground, Baymax puts his arms around Hero, protecting him, and they bounce off a roof to safety.
Come on, let's get out of here! Go! Hurry!
In a police station.
All right, let me get this straight. A man in a kabuki mask attacked you with an army of miniature flying robots.
Microbots?
Microbots?
Yeah, he was controlling them telepathically with a neurocranial transmitter.
So Mr. Kabuki was using ESP to attack you and Balloon Man.
Baymax takes a piece of tape and inflates his arm like a punctured tire, placing the tape over one of the holes. Once he's taped over all the holes in one arm, he inflates the other. The police officer is unimpressed and pushes the tape dispenser towards him.
Did you file a report when your flying robots were stolen?
No, I thought they were all destroyed. Look, I know it sounds crazy, but Baymax was there too. Tell him.
Yes, officer. He is telling the truth.
What the? What's wrong with you?
Low battery. Whoa, try to keep it together.
I'm healthcare, your personal Baymax companion.
Kid, how about we call your parents and get them down here?
What?
Write your name and number down on this piece of paper and we can help.
Hero and Baymax have gone.
I've got to get you home to your charging station.
Can you walk?
I will scan you now. Scan complete.
Healthcare.
Hero arrives home with a deflated Baymax.
Okay, if my aunt asks, we were at school all day. Got it.
We jumped out a window.
No, the quiet. Shh.
Shh, we jumped out a window.
You can't say things like that around Aunt Cass.
Shh. Baymax tries to climb the stairs, but seems drunk.
You home, sweetie?
That's right.
I thought I heard you. Hi.
Hey, Aunt Cass.
Oh, look at my little college man. I can't wait to hear all about it. Oh, and wings are almost ready.
Whee!
Can you be quiet? Yeah, whee! All right, get ready to have your face melted. You're gonna feel these things tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Okay, sit down, tell me everything.
He's managed to smuggle Baymax in.
The thing is, since I registered so late, I've got a lot of school stuff to catch up on.
What was that?
Mochi. Ooh, that darn cat.
Well, at least take a plate for the road, okay? Don't work too hard.
Thanks for understanding.
Hairy baby. Hairy baby.
All right. Come on.
I'll carry your personal Baymax companion.
One foot in front of the other.
Baymax steps into his charging station and begins to inflate. Hero drops down onto his bed.
Doesn't make any sense.
Tadashi.
What?
Tadashi.
Tadashi's bed.
Tadashi's gone.
When will he return?
He's dead, Baymax.
Tadashi was in excellent health. With a proper diet and exercise, he should have lived a long life.
Yeah. He should have. But there was a fire and now he's gone.
Tadashi is here.
No. People keep saying he's not really gone, as long as we remember him. It still hurts.
I see no evidence of physical injury.
It's a different kind of hurt.
You are my patient. I would like to help.
You can't fix this one, buddy. What are you doing?
I am downloading a database on personal loss. Database downloaded. Treatments include contact with friends and loved ones. I am contacting them now.
No. I don't do that.
Your friends have been contacted.
Unbelievable. Now what are you doing?
Other treatments include compassion and physical reassurance.
I'm okay, really.
You will be all right. There.
Thanks, Baymax.
I am sorry about the fire.
It's okay. It was an accident.
Hero looks over at his microbot.
Unless it wasn't. At the showcase, that guy in the mask stole my microbots and then set the fire to cover his tracks. He's responsible for Tadashi. We gotta catch that guy.
Cass is watching a movie with the cat on her lap when Hero and Baymax sneak out.
If we're gonna catch that guy, you need some upgrades.
Will apprehending the man in the mask improve your emotional state?
Absolutely. Let's work on your moves.
They're in the garage. Hero uploads some martial arts moves for a movie into his Baymax program. On his computer screen, a digital version of Baymax carries out the same moves.
Now let's take care of this.
Baymax prods his round tummy. At another workstation, Hero creates a holographic shell which turns in his hands before he slides across the room on his office chair. Tapping something into another computer, he slides over to a digital printer which creates sections of armor for Baymax to wear.
I have some concerns. This armor may undermine my non-threatening huggable design.
That's kind of the idea, buddy. You look sick.
I cannot be sick. I am a robot.
It's just an expression.
Data transfer complete.
The martial arts moves have saved onto a memory card, which Hero draws a skull and crossbones on. He opens the memory card port on Baymax's chest, and Tadashi's card slides out. Hero adds the new one, and Baymax scans the contents.
I fail to see how karate makes me a better healthcare companion.
You want to keep me healthy, don't you? Punch this. Yes! Hammer fist! Sidekick! Knife hand! Back kick! Gummy bears!
A vending machine.
Yes!
Baymax works through his karate moves, then bows to Hero.
Yeah! Fist bump!
Fist bump is not in my fighting database.
No, this isn't a fighting thing. It's what people do sometimes when they're excited or pumped up.
Hero puts out his hand to tap the back and front of Baymax's, before fist bumping, then waggling his fingers.
Ba-la-la-la.
Hey, now you're getting it?
I will add fist bump to my caregiving matrix.
All right, let's go get that guy. Come on.
Hero opens the garage door and Baymax runs after him, bouncing daintily on his inflatable legs. A van seems to be following them, and pulls up at the end of an alleyway they're running down. Baymax and Hero arrive at the warehouse, and Baymax kicks the door down.
Get him, Baymax!
It's empty.
We're too late.
Your tiny robot is trying to go somewhere.
Come on.
Hero runs off in the direction the microbot is trying to go, and Baymax stops him from falling off a dockside.
Always wait 1 hour after eating before swimming.
Hey! Come on!
They hide behind some shipping containers as the masked man travels up onto the dockside on a wave of microbots. They lift a section of machinery marked with a bird logo from the water.
Your heart rate has increased dramatically.
Okay, Baymax, time to use those upgrades.
The van's headlights illuminate them.
Hero?
No! No, no! Get out of here! Go! Dude, what are you doing out here?
Nothing, just out for a walk.
Helps my pubescent mood swings.
Is that Baymax?
Yeah, but
you really...
Why is he wearing carbon fiber underpants?
I also know karate.
You guys need to go.
No, don't push us away, Hiro. We're here for you. That's why Baymax contacted us.
Those who suffer a loss require support from friends and loved ones.
Okay, but I...
Who would like to share their feelings first?
Ooh, I'll go. Okay. My name is Fred, and it has been 30 days since my last Holy Mother of Megazon! Am I the only one seeing this?
The microbots drop a container on them.
Ah, oh my gosh! Oh no!
Baymax has caught it.
Go! Ah. Oh, Baymax! Oh. Get him! No! What are you doing?
I'm saving your life.
Baymax can handle that guy!
Baymax comes flying at them.
Oh no.
Wasabi!
Oh, goodbye!
Hero, explanation, now!
He stole my microbots. He started the fire. I don't know who he is. Baymax, palm heel strike!
Baymax is on the roof of the little van and turns his head to see the microbots coming after them. They take a sharp left turn, but the masked man on his microbot speeds after them.
That mask, the black suit. We're under attack from a supervillain, people! I mean, how cool is that? I mean, it's scary, obviously, but how cool?
Wasabi slams on the brakes.
Why are we stopped?
The light's red!
There are no red lights in a car chase!
Why are you trying to kill us?
It's classic villain. We've seen too much.
Let's not jump to conclusions. We don't know he's trying to kill us.
Car!
He's trying to kill us! Did you just put your blinker on?
You have to indicate your turn. It's the law.
That's it.
She puts her gum on the dashboard and climbs over onto Wasabi's lap to take the wheel. Pushing her foot down, the van swerves from side to side as it speeds along the road, sparks flying as it rubs against a wall. At the top of a hill, the masked man is waiting for them. Gogo swerves side on to the mountain of microbots, using them like a ramp up onto the elevated road nearby.
Stop the car! Baymax and I can take this guy!
He falls out, but Baymax pulls him back in.
Seatbelts save lives. Buckle up every time.
The masked man is close behind them as they cross a railway line.
What are you doing?
There's now a speeding train between them and the masked man. Hero looks over the top of the speeding train at the masked man, who seems to be staring back at him. He encases them in a tube of microbots.
Baymax, hold on! We're not gonna make it!
We made it! Yes!
They fly off the end of an unfinished road into the water. The van hits the surface hard, then slowly sinks to the bottom. Hero is struggling with his seatbelt when he notices Baymax's armor dropping to the seabed. Baymax fully inflates and floats them up to the surface of the water.
I told you we'd make it!
Your injuries require my attention, and your body temperatures are low.
We should get out of here.
I know a place.
They walk along.
Where are we?
Fred, where are you going?
Oh, welcome to Mikasa. That's French for front door.
It's really not. Listen, nitwit. A lunatic in a mask just tried to kill us. I'm not in the mood for any...
Welcome home, Master Frederick.
Heathcliff, my man! Come on in, guys. We'll be safe in here. Give me some.
Baymax bumps fists with him.
Ba-la-la-la-la.
Freddy? This is your house? I thought you lived under a bridge.
Well, technically it belongs to my parents. They're on a vacay on the family island. No, we should totally go sometime. Frolic.
A huge room.
You gotta be kidding me.
Superhero artifacts.
If I wasn't just attacked by a guy in a kabuki mask, I think this would be the weirdest thing I've seen today.
My brain hates my eyes for seeing this.
Your body temperature is still low.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Baymax leans on him and glows red. The others come over.
It's like spooning a warm marshmallow.
It's so nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's toasty.
Good robot.
The bird logo.
Does this symbol mean anything to you guys?
Yes! It's a bird!
No. The guy in the mask was carrying something with this symbol on it.
Apprehending the man in the mask will improve Hiro's emotional state.
Apprehend him? We don't even know who he is.
I have a theory.
Dr. Slaughter, M.D.?
Actually, millionaire weapons designer Malcolm Chazeltic.
The Annihilator?
Behind the mask, industrialist Reed Axworthy.
Baron Von Destruct? Oh, just get to the point.
Don't you guys get it? The man in the mask who attacked us is none other than, voila, Alistair Cray.
What?
Think about it. Cray wanted your microbots, and you said no. But rules don't apply to a man like Cray.
There's no way. The guy's too high profile.
And who was that guy in the mask?
I don't know. We don't know anything about him.
His blood type is AB negative. Cholesterol levels.
Baymax, you scanned him?
I am programmed to assess everyone's healthcare needs.
Yes! I can use the data from your scan to find him!
You'd have to scan everyone in San Francisco, and that might take, I don't know, forever.
No. I just have to look for another angle. Got it! I'll scan the whole city at the same time. I just have to upgrade Baymax's sensor. Actually, if we're gonna catch this guy, I need to upgrade all of you.
Upgrade who now?
Those who suffer a loss require support from friends and loved ones.
Oh, okay, I like where this is heading.
We can't go against that guy. We're nerds.
Hiro, we want to help, but we're just us.
No, you can be way more.
Tadashi Hamada was our best friend. We're in.
Can you feel it? You guys, do you feel this? Our origin story begins. We're gonna be superheroes!
Arms up. The neurotransmitter must be in his mask. We get the mask, and he can't control the bots. Game over. They say we are
what we are, but we Honey Lemon drops a small amount of liquid on a table, and it becomes a huge mass of blue goo. Go-Go takes one of her magnetic wheels from her bike and throws it to Hiro. Wasabi slices something in two with a green beam of light. And Fred pretends to be a reptilian monster from his comic book. Hiro builds Honey Lemon a satchel which creates little spheres. She throws one at Heathcliff and it engulfs him in goo. Hiro designs Go-Go's wheels so they work at her ankles. She tries to skate on them but falls, then tries again. She gets up and skates at speed around Heathcliff, wrapping him in a garden hose. Hiro designs another suit of armor for Baymax. He pushes a huge glove onto one of Baymax's hands. He squashes on boots, then struggles to get the round tummy into the front of the armor. Next, he designs a suit for Fred in which he can jump really high.
Super jump! Super jump! Woohoo! I breathe fire!
He resembles a three-eyed lizard. Hiro creates gauntlets for Wasabi that shoot out his powerful lasers. Heathcliff fires tennis balls at him with a machine, which Wasabi slices in two.
Woohoo!
I love it! Not bad.
Anybody else's suit riding up on him?
Hey guys, check this out. I'd like to introduce Baymax 2.0.
Baymax is in his red and blue armor.
Oh, he's glorious.
Hello.
He chases a butterfly.
Whoa, hold up. Focus. Show them what you got, buddy.
The fist. Show them the fist.
He clenches his fist.
No, not that.
The thing, the other thing.
Baymax fires his armored fist like a rocket.
Whoa! Rocket fist! Make Freddy so happy!
That's just one of his new upgrades. Baymax, wings.
No way.
Baymax has wings, and Hero climbs onto his back.
Thrusters!
I fail to see how flying makes me a better healthcare companion.
I fail to see how you fail to see that it's awesome! Full thrust!
They speed along the ground, then clumsily up into the air.
Steady, big guy. Let's just take this slow. Up. Thrust! Too much thrust!
Baymax switches off his thrusters.
Back on.
They fly at speed just above traffic on the huge red suspension bridge, then land on the top of one of its towers.
Oh, man! Maybe enough flying for today. What do you say?
Your neurotransmitter levels are rising steadily.
Which means what?
The treatment is working.
Baymax topples off the tower, only taking control once more just before they hit the water. They speed above the surface of the water, then Baymax's thrusters let out another powerful blast. They zoom over the city, spiraling between tall skyscrapers and leaving a vapor trail behind them. Swooping down, Baymax does a loop-the-loop around some lanterns. They fly up past bright digital billboards. Swirling around an elevated train track, they speed into a tunnel in front of the train. Hero glances back at the driver before they speed on. As they circle a building made almost entirely of glass, Hero checks out his reflection with a smile. Baymax places a hand on the thick cable that leads up to one of the many blimp-like wind turbines in the sky as they soar upwards beside it. They take a dive, then fly in and out of the other turbines. Hero lifts his arms triumphantly as they zoom through the skies. Sometime later, they're sitting next to one another on the top of one of the turbines. Hero waggles his feet from side to side absent-mindedly, and Baymax copies him.
Wow. That was
sick. It is just an expression.
That's right, buddy. I am never taking the bus again.
Your emotional state has improved. I can deactivate if you say you are satisfied with your care.
What? No, I don't want you to deactivate. We still have to find that guy. So fire up that super sensor.
Baymax stands.
Functionality improved. 1,000% increase in range. I have found a match on that island.
The team fly with Baymax.
Killer view.
Yeah, if I wasn't terrified of heights, I'd probably love this. But I'm terrified of heights, so I don't love it.
Approaching the island.
There. Baymax, take us in.
They come in to land.
Awesome!
our first landing together as a team.
Guys, come on.
Quarantine? Do you people know what quarantine means?
Quarantine, enforced isolation to prevent contamination that could lead to disease or, in some cases, death.
Oh, there's a skull face on this one. A skull face!
Be ready. He could be anywhere.
They all unleash their weapons, only to find a small pigeon standing before them.
That was a bird.
Well, at least we know our gear works.
Wasabi cuts a wonky circle in a metal door. The circle drops out.
Intrepid friends, led by Fred, their leader, Fred. Fred's Angels, Fred's Angels, harnessing the power of the sun with the ancient amulet they found in the attic. The amulet is green. It's probably an emerald.
Fred, I will laser hand you in the face.
Guys, any sign of him, Baymax?
His structure is interfering with my sensor.
Perfect. The robot's broken.
Guys, you might want to see this.
She pushes open a door and they step onto a balcony overlooking a vast hangar. The remnants of a gigantic circular machine.
What do you think it is, genius?
I'm not sure. But look.
Hiro.
The bird logo, then red light emanating from a control room. They go to the door, and Hiro steps in, followed by the others. They find a huge screen bearing the bird logo, and Hiro presses a button. A video still.
Cree.
That's right. We were asked to do the impossible. That's what we did. We've reinvented the very concept of transportation. Friends, I present Project Silent Sparrow.
A pair of the circular machines.
General, may I?
Cray throws a hat into one of the glowing portals that has appeared.
Whoa! Magic hat!
It flies out of the adjacent one.
Teleportation. The transport of matter instantaneously through space. Not science fiction anymore. Now, we didn't spend billions of tax dollars to teleport hats. Ladies and gentlemen, you're here to witness history. Ready to go for a ride, Abigail?
We've invited all these people. Might as well give them a show.
Abigail is in a small pod.
Sir, we've picked up a slight irregularity in the magnetic containment field.
Huh.
Mr. Cray, is there a problem?
No, no problem. It's well within the parameters. Let's move forward.
Abigail lets out of breath as she's sucked into the first portal.
Field breach, abort! We've lost all contact with the pod!
The second portal explodes.
It's breaking up!
The pilot is gone.
Portal 2 is down. The magnetic containment field is down!
The room shudders.
Fred! Shut it down, now! I want this island sealed off.
The government shut down Cray's experiment.
And he's using your microbots to steal his machine back.
Cray's the guy in the mask.
Oh no.
A huge chunk of masonry is thrown at them by the masked man, who turns and surfs away on a wave of microbots. Baymax frees them.
Baymax! Get us out of here!
Baymax's fist smashes the masonry, then returns to his arm.
Go for the transmitter! Behind his mask!
The bots knock Baymax over.
Baymax! Alright, what's the plan?
It's Fred time.
Super jump! Gravity crush! Flowing hard!
Seriously, what's the plan?
get the mask. Right behind you!
For real, what is the plan?
Go-Go skates on her magnetic discs and throws another as the masked man sends the microbots at her like bolts of lightning. A disc hits him in the face. Honey Lemon taps something into her satchel and a blue ball pops out. Go-Go expertly speeds away from the microbots, then throws a disc that hits Honey Lemon, whose blue ball creates a sheet of ice where it lands, pulling Go-Go's feet from beneath her.
Hey! You want to dance, Mask Man? Huh? Because you'll be dancing with these. Hand over the mask or you'll get a taste of this and a little bit of that.
Tendrils of microbots.
Woo! Hey, I did all right. Is that all you got?
Oh, you got that too?
Back into the fire!
The four friends are about to be squashed by a column of microbots when Baymax and Hero fly past. The masked man tries to hit them with the microbots, but they fly into him, the three of them tumbling down some stairs. His mask falls from his face. The microbots drop to the floor and Hero grabs the mask. He gets to his feet.
It's over, Cray.
The man does the same. It's not Cray.
Professor Callahan? The explosion. You died.
No. I had your microbots.
Tadashi, you just let him die.
Give me the mask, Hero.
He went in there to save you.
That was his mistake.
Baymax appears.
Baymax, destroy.
My programming prevents me from injuring a human being.
Not anymore.
Removing Tadashi's disc.
Hero, this is not what...
Do it, Baymax! Destroy him!
Baymax's eyes turn red, and he fires his fist at Callahan, who hurries away. Go-Go tries to stop him, but he pushes her aside. Fred leaps on Baymax.
No, stop! He's getting away!
Baymax tosses Fred at Hero, making him drop the mask. Callahan reaches for it, and rides atop a huge column of microbots. Honey Lemon finds Tadashi's memory card as Baymax looks up at Callahan escaping. He's about to fire his fist when she manages to get the card into his port.
My healthcare protocol has been violated.
Baymax helps Fred up.
I regret any distress I may have caused.
How could you do that? I had him!
What you just did, we never signed up for.
We said we'd catch the guy. That's it.
I never should have let you help me. Baymax, find Callahan.
My enhanced scanner has been damaged.
Wings!
Hero, this isn't part of the plan.
Fly!
They fly up through the hole created by Callahan's escape. Back at the garage, Hero pulls Baymax's helmet off.
Your blood pressure is elevated. You appear to be distressed.
I'm fine. There, is it working?
My sensor is operational.
Good. Then let's get... What?
Are you going to remove my healthcare chip?
Yes. Open!
My purpose is to heal the sick and injured.
Baymax, open your access port.
Do you want me to terminate Professor Callahan?
Just open!
Will terminating Professor Callahan Improve your emotional state?
Yes! No! I don't know! Open your access!
Is this what Tadashi wanted?
It doesn't matter!
Tadashi programmed me to aid
him. Tadashi's gone!
Hiro rests his head on Baymax's chest.
Tadashi's gone.
Tadashi is here.
No, he's not here.
Tadashi is here.
This is Tadashi Hamada.
And this is the first test of my robotics project.
Hello, I am Baymax.
Stop!
The seventh test of my robotics project.
Hello, I am...
Wait, stop!
Tadashi Hamada again. And this is the 33rd test of my robotics project.
Sparks fly.
I'm not giving up on you. You don't understand this yet, but people need you. So let's get back to work. This is Tadashi Hamada, and this is the 84th test. What do you say, big guy?
Hello, I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion.
It works. It works! Oh, this is amazing! You work! I knew it! You work! I can't believe it! Okay. All right, big moment here. Scan me.
Your neurotransmitter levels are elevated. This indicates that you are happy.
I am! I really am! Oh, man. Wait till my brother sees you. You're gonna help so many people, buddy. So many. That's all for now. I am satisfied with my care.
Hiro touches the projection on Baymax's chest, where his brother's face is smiling back at him.
Thank you, Baymax. I'm so sorry. I guess I'm not like my brother.
Hiro.
Guys, I...
Gogo hugs him.
We're going to catch Callahan. And this time, we'll do it right.
Hey, but maybe don't leave your team stranded on a spooky island next time.
Oh, man.
Nah, it's cool. Heathcliff picked us up in the family chopper.
Hedo, we found something you should see.
A memory stick.
You almost got us all killed.
Hey! You did this! You knew it wasn't ready!
Callahan? He was there?
He was such a good man. What happened?
I don't know, but the answer's here somewhere.
Wait, stop! There he is.
With the pilot. Hang on.
We've invited all these people. We'll see.
The pilot was Callahan's daughter. Callahan blames Cray.
This is a revenge story.
So what are we waiting for?
An enormous modern building.
This beautiful new campus is the culmination of a lifelong dream. But none of this would have been possible without a few bumps in the road. Those setbacks made us stronger and set us on the path to a bright future.
What?
Setback!
Microbots stream down the side of the building, carrying Callahan towards Cray. The microbots grab Cray.
Was my daughter a setback?
Callahan! Your daughter, that was an accident.
No! You knew it was unsafe. My daughter is gone because of your arrogance.
The microbots lift the three sections of the portal high above the building.
What are you doing?
You took everything from me when you sent Abigail into that machine. Now I'm taking everything from you.
The three sections meet, and a whirlwind of blue appears at its center.
No, you can't!
Sections of the building are sucked into the portal.
You're going to watch everything you built disappear. Then it's your turn.
Professor Callahan!
Hero leaps down from Baymax.
Let him go. Is this what Abigail would have wanted?
Abigail is gone.
This won't change anything. Trust me. I know.
Listen to the kid, Callahan. Please, let me go. I'll give you anything you want.
I want my daughter back.
Go for the mask!
The microbots spin Baymax around and slam him into the side of the building, sending Hero flying through a window into a room. Baymax is hurled to the ground. Hero has been sucked up to the ceiling, along with some office furniture, and the roof above him gives way as the portal forces everything towards it. Hero holds onto a section of cable as Gogo speeds down towards Callahan, avoiding the microbot shards he shoots at her. He encases her in microbots, then Fred bounds over to help, but the microbots try to pull him apart. Callahan makes the microbot squeeze wasabi between two roof panels.
Getting out a little tight!
Honey Lemon encases some of the microbots in goo, then creates a shield for herself. Hero is pulled closer to the portal and grabs another cable.
No! No way out!
A microbot hits him in the face, then he stares up into the portal.
That's it! I know how to beat him! Listen up!
Use those big brains of yours and think your way around the problem. Look for a new angle!
Wasabi cuts a hole in the floor below him. Honey Lemon gets pulled out of her shield.
My arms! I can't go any further!
Wait a second. It's a suit! Hello, sign. Care to go for a little spin? Double spin!
Fred spins a sheet of metal like his shop sign and escapes. Gogo spins round so quickly in the spherical case of microbots that she cuts it in two.
Baymax!
Baymax is being engulfed by microbots.
Hero!
He's entirely covered, but breaks free with his rocket fist, flying up after it. Hero loses his grip, but Baymax grabs him just in time.
I love that robot!
Callahan wraps Cray in metal.
Okay, new plan. Forget the mask. Take out the bot. They'll get sucked up into the portal.
Now that is a plan!
Honey, Fred, can you give us some cover?
Like you have to ask.
Let's do this, Freddy!
Snowscreen!
Callahan is surrounded by fog. He rises above it to see Hero approaching. He sends tendrils of microbots up after them.
Ready? And... dive!
Having nearly reached the portal, Baymax dives back down, punching through the microbots.
Whoa, gravity's getting a little weird here, guys. Wait, let's use this!
Smashing through some tendrils.
Green blaze of fury!
Once separated, the microbots are sucked up into the portal.
Devil sign spin!
Now my signs are on fire!
He smashes through some tendrils, then Honey Lemon explodes her satchel.
That's the chemical reaction!
Back kick. Knife hand. Roundhouse. Hammer fist.
This ends now!
Callahan seems unable to control the microbots.
Looks like you're out of microbots.
What? Baymax flies down towards Callahan, but his fist stops a little way from Callahan's face.
Our programming prevents us from injuring a human being, but we'll take that.
Baymax crushes the mask, and all of the microbots tumble to the ground. The portal begins to form, but as Baymax and Hero land with Callahan and the portal smashes into the building, it still seems to be sucking things in. Hero and Baymax turn to look at it as the mist clears a little.
It's still on. We have to shut it down.
We can't. The containment field is failing. The portal is going to tear itself apart.
We need to get out of here now.
Baymax stays put.
Baymax!
My sensor is detecting signs of life.
What?
Coming from there. The life signs are female. She appears to be in hypersleep.
Callahan's daughter? She's still alive.
Abigail.
Let's go get her.
The portal is destabilizing. You'll never make it.
She's alive in there. Someone has to help. What do you say, buddy?
Flying makes me a better healthcare companion.
Baymax extends his wings and they fly high up into the air before swooping down into the portal. At first, they're surrounded by a bright white light, but then the landscape changes to swirling clouds of purple and pink.
Careful, there's Kratech debris everywhere.
Huge chunks of metal tumble towards them. Baymax picks up Abigail's signal on his scanner.
Look out!
A massive section of curving metal. Hero runs along it, then is caught by Baymax.
I have located the patient.
Hurry!
A small pod is tumbling through the void. They fly over to it, and Hero wipes dust from the window. Abigail is asleep.
Come on, buddy, let's get her home.
Baymax reaches for the pod.
I'll guide you out of here. Let's go!
Baymax pushes the pod along.
Be right! Okay, to the left! Hard right! Up and over. Okay, level up. Easy. Woohoo! Nice flying. Almost there.
Baymax shields Hero from a huge chunk of debris.
Baymax!
Some of his armor's come off. Outside, the portal seems to be losing stability. Hero reaches for him, but his thrusters don't work.
My thrusters are inoperable.
Just grab hold!
Pulling him towards the pod.
There is still a way I can get you both to safety.
His armored fist.
I cannot deactivate until you say you are satisfied with your care.
No, wait. What about you?
You are my patient.
Baymax,
your health is my only concern.
Stop! No, I'm gonna figure out...
Are you satisfied with your care?
No! There's gotta be another way. I'm not gonna leave you here. I'll think of something!
There is no time. Are you satisfied with your care?
Please. No. I can't lose you two.
Hero. I will always be with you.
Hero stares into Baymax's face, then reaches for him. As he holds on tightly to him, he sobs a little. Baymax closes his eyes as he squeezes Hero.
I'm satisfied with my care.
Baymax blinks, then fires his armored fist. Hero holds on as the pod speeds towards the portal, and Baymax disappears into the swirling clouds of the portal's void. The pod flies out of the portal and skids along the ground. The fist's thruster turns off. Hero looks down at the ground sadly, then walks to the pod window to look in at Abigail. Sometime later, she's on a paramedic stretcher.
Miss, can you hear me? What is your name?
Abigail Callahan.
Okay, Abigail, you're gonna be fine. We're taking you to the hospital. Your eyes are
trying to... Move it!
Callahan is forced into the back of a police car. He hangs his head as he watches the ambulance door close. The five friends watch from the top of a nearby building.
A massive cleanup continues today at the headquarters of Kraytek Industries. Reports are still flooding in about a group of unidentified individuals who prevented what could have been a major catastrophe. The whole city of San Francisco is asking, who are these heroes and where are they now?
Hero meets the others in Cass's cafe.
Hey, sweetie. Okay.
Cass gives Hero his lunch and a hug.
Last hug.
Bye.
He walks along with the others, then places Tadashi's baseball cap on the lamp in his workshop at the university. He opens a box and pulls out the rocket fist. He bumps it with his own.
La, la, la.
Suddenly, he notices something in the clenched fingers of the rocket fist. It's Tadashi's original memory stick. Sometime later.
Al?
I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion. Hello, Hero.
Hero rushes over to Baymax to hug him, and next, they're flying along.
We didn't set out to be superheroes, but sometimes life doesn't go the way you planned. The good thing is, my brother wanted to help a lot of people. And that's what we're gonna do. Who are we?
Big Hero 6. Fred's in his mansion looking up at a family portrait.
Dad, I just wish I could share my accomplishments with you. You mean so much to me, and honestly, I've always felt a distance, what with you being on the family island all the time, and I just wish you could see how...
His father bears a striking resemblance to Stan Lee, and when he touches the picture, a secret door opens. It leads to a room full of versions of the same superhero costume.
Fred.
Fred is holding a pair of underpants when his father appears.
Son.
Dad.
I wear 'em front. I wear 'em back. I go inside out. Then I go front and back.
Dad!
We have a lot to talk about.
And Stan Lee as Fred's dad.